This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
See, I don't know. I've seen the Hall of Fame game probably once or twice. I don't know if that's Football is Back.
Sports Talk Saturday.
My first day of Football is Back, first Thursday night game of the season. That's where I'm at.
You know what the first Thursday night game of the season is?
Hall of Fame game.
We did it.
Okay. Is it on Thursday night? Yes. That's technically in the preseason, though. I'm talking about the regular season. You just said first Thursday night game of the season. I didn't say preseason.
You said in the exact words.
First Thursday night game of the season.
First Thursday night game of the season.
The preseason is not the season.
On WGR.
Everyone has their sicko thing. Mine is the Hall of Fame game.
Sports Radio 550.
Everyone has their sicko thing. And mine is indeed the Hall of Fame game. Everyone has something that they are unhealthily obsessed with. When working here, everyone has something they're unhealthily obsessed with.
What's mine? Navy blue jerseys?
That would be worse.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't think it is. Yes, I don't think is. That's worse.
That's worse.
I don't know. The Bills navy blue. I'm going to wear
What's
it
a worse
day.
Obsession? Put it on the poll. Hall of Fame game or navy jerseys?
you can ask everyone at
Don't
Mafia
actually
Con
make
today.
A poll of that. It's a Lebatard bit. But yeah, I don't. I think that's worse. Objectively,
I don't know.
Navy jerseys are just bad.
Like being a sicko for the Hall of Fame game is like that is sicko behavior.
But I at least understand that it's sicko behavior.
I understand.
You don't.
I 100% do.
You are calling into question that navy jerseys is sicko behavior. You're not sure. I know. I know my problem. Do you know yours?
I do. I do know my problem. Because I own my problem.
What am I doing? Well, I'm making it your problem. That's what I'm doing. But I know it's a problem. I'm making it your problem because, for those that do not know, which is everybody, Joe Cali, during the break, tried to print me a fake ticket to go to the Hall of Fame game.
I was so close if it weren't for a printer malfunction. I designed it, everything. I threw it in Canva, I'll say that. I threw it in Canva. We were done. I was like, okay, I edited a ticket together.
But now the fact that I made this your problem and now you're trying to make a bit out of my bit tells me that my bit is better than navy jerseys.
Well, you saw me running around.
Yes.
I was trying to get work done.
You were constantly like, I'll be right back. Be right back. I didn't question any of it.
No.
The only time I question is when you walked in the producer room and it looked like you were conspiring with that.
He kind of was. He was like, yeah, he kind of was.
Yeah, no, I knew that. I knew that's what was going on. Best part is I can't hear that conversation unless I were to literally get up and go to the producer studio.
You can't tap the glass either. They scare.
Yes, they scare easily. There's actually a sign. Let me see. Does it work?
That was
That's a sound bite if I've ever heard one right there. If I've ever heard one, that's a sound bite. That goes into the booty of the cheek cocoon open.
Oh, no.
Now. It's just being added. The wings are growing. Oh, it's starting to turn into a butterfly.
Oh. This is definitely the last Saturday before training camp.
It is. We're there, though. And that's been the feel of today's show. We're nearly there.
It's my fault, too. I know that.
We're in the last half mile of a marathon.
And I know it's my fault. I know that. Like, I'm the one leading the show, and here we are joking about the Hall of Fame game again, and whatever that sound was from Evan. So
I regret that noise very much.
All you had to do was, like, jump a little, and then I would have said, yep, it worked. Like, I could have saved you totally from that.
I know.
Instead, you chose...
I could save myself by just deleting that out of the recording.
It's on the Odyssey app.
It's on Rewind now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how many people are listening?
It officially lives.
You're cooked.
I'll make sure to plug it before the end of the show. Go back and listen to the top of hour number 3.
Oh, boy. So, this is the last Saturday before training camp, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a fun little question for you.
Okay.
This one inspired by Gene Battaglia, 95.7 in Rochester, who we've had on recently,
mm-hmm.
talking about the Amerks, the playoffs there, and also Hard Knocks coming into Buffalo as well.
Yep.
I joined his show earlier this week, back on Tuesday. And Gene asked me a question that I wanted to pass along to you. And it's a really fun question that I feel like we could get a little bit of mileage out of here.
Okay.
Who is the buy low stock candidate on the Bills entering training camp? Who's the player that not many people are on the hype train of, and you want to go ahead and say, I'm hoping for big things from this player? It's too late for Elijah Moore. You can't answer Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore's gone. That train's left the station. That stock is actually bought at a premium now. If you're on there, you're too late. So who is the player that you're buying low on, hoping for a good camp to be a difference maker for the Bills this year, or just have an impressive camp and make the roster or have a higher spot in the depth chart that you wouldn't have expected to? So this player doesn't have to be a starter, but it could be someone that, like, you're like, oh, neat little training camp this guy's having.
I have one that is a little, he's not a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
But he's overshadowed by others within the conversation.
Okay.
And it's Josh Palmer.
Okay.
I would buy his stock now.
There's a lot of noise on Elijah Moore, so this makes sense.
Listen, I know he's Josh Palmer, right? Last year, regular season, 39 receptions, 65 targets, 584 yards, average 15 yards per reception.
That's a Greg Roman offense. I'm not going to count it.
Exactly what I was going to say. Put him in a Joe Brady offense, and yeah, it is everybody eats still. I understand that. But put him in a Joe Brady offense that actually maximizes the capability of the quarterback, where Greg Roman has a similar quarterback to Josh Allen, and he's just neutering him effectively.
In terms of skill set, not accolades, let's make sure
you're not
saying something wild.
No. But Herbert's got the cannon. He's a bigger stature. Like, they are similarly built. That's what I was saying.
We did this with Kincaid. Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd be able to pass it along, really. If you get Josh Palmer's career best out of Josh Palmer with the Bills this year,
mm-hmm.
who's arguing against that?
Nobody's arguing against that, especially in this offensive
scheme. That's 72 catches, 769 yards, 3 touchdowns, so you could do better there. But
that was just in 2022.
Yeah. So if you get a career best kind of year from Josh Palmer again, and it matches it. Say it doesn't eclipse it. Say it just matches it. It's a good year.
And he does average the deeper throws over 15 yards in the last 2 seasons.
Yeah, that 2022 season, he's averaging only 10.7 yards per catch.
Mm-hmm.
But then that balloons, but his target percentage is way down.
Right. So I think, truthfully, though, we're looking at 2023, 2024. Expect something similar in an everybody eats offense, because the pie is going to have to be split between everybody, right? I'm not saying don't expect 72 receptions, because I would love to see a wide receiver with 72 receptions. I just think that one person's 72 receptions are going to be split amongst 3 people. Like, that's just kind of how it's going to go. So I would buy low on Josh Palmer, because Elijah Moore is taking so much of that conversation for good reason. Elijah Moore's a good wide receiver.
Right.
But I think we're overlooking also, they did sign Josh Palmer for a reason.
We're overlooking Josh Palmer in a sense where, like, but you know who has not? the general manager,
mm-hmm.
Brandon Bean has publicly been on the train of Josh Palmer is going to be good for this team.
Yep.
I would like him to be right, mostly because good players are good players. And I do think that that's interesting, though, that you're still able to shine on the wide receiver room, and it's not the receiver that everyone is looking at, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I like that answer. I think that's a pretty good answer of the player that you're looking to buy low on, because, again, all that stock is on Elijah Moore or Khalil Shakir, as it's been deserved.
Even
or
Keon
even Coleman.
Coleman. Yeah.
Like, because you're hoping for year two, let's get a jump. Or even the tight end position. We talked about Dalton Kincaid last hour. That Josh Palmer is almost this forgotten symbol of the wide receiver room. And that could mean a solid season coming from a player that, well, people are kind of not paying attention to all of a sudden.
Yep.
I do like that answer.
And he's a younger player, too. He's only been in the league for 4 years.
Yeah. So I do think there's probably something there
mm-hmm.
where, again, if you get to 700 yards, 70 catches from this guy, that's a good year.
And that one-year contract, I think, maybe grows into a little more if he actually has a solid season. Like, if he can really put it together and pull it in this offense, 72 receptions for 769 yards.
Palmer signed a three-year.
Oh, he's a three-year deal. Elijah Moore's the one-year deal.
Elijah Moore is the one-year deal.
I had the wires crossed on that, yeah. But that three-year deal looks even better. And it shows Brandon Bean does have confidence in Palmer on that three-year deal because he's only 4 years in. Like, that's really it. He's a younger player.
Yes.
Who got Greg Roman the last two seasons.
We know how that goes. It affects the wide receiver's numbers. Absolutely, it does.
The heaviest. But look at him with Brandon Staley, where that offense was just all over the place. His rookie season, he had the same number of receptions pretty much, just a few less than the last 2 years, less production. But that jump the year after, being a sophomore in the league, went from 33 receptions to 72.
It was kind of that was also the Chargers saying, hey, we're actually like back now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost in the playoffs, and they were never the same.
And that was Jacksonville's comeback
collapsed,
win.
They yeah. collapsed against Jacksonville in the yeah. playoffs, and they ruined themselves from there. Because then that 2023 is the disaster season with Brandon Staley yelling at the media.
Oh, yeah.
No, like that was Palmer's rookie season, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, like yelling at the media. And then the culmination in losing like 63-7 to the Raiders. I almost said Oakland. I do that every now and then.
It's because it's habit. Like, it's just, even the A's, they're not Vegas or Oakland. They're just the Athletics. So it's like, you know, what do you do there now?
But yeah. So my answer is probably a little bit different.
Okay.
It's on the other side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it does involve a rookie. No, not that one. No, not that one either.
Not that one.
No, not that one either. Dorian Strong.
I love it. Cornerback.
I think that Dorian Strong is really going to surprise people. He is the perfect type of athletic player who does play special teams, wants to get nitty-gritty with that. And with the Bills having more of a proclivity to calling man coverage, I think he's going to have himself an easier transition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to be better than Max Hairston right away, for example. But I do think that Strong is going to push Dane Jackson and Tre'Davious White and Jamarcus Ingram to be a primary backup corner on this team. And because he does play special teams and he wants to play special teams, got to remember the media call he had after he was selected in the sixth round.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, I'm here for it. I think that Dorian Strong has a good case to help Brandon Bean have done it again. Take a corner in the first round and then take another corner in the sixth that could factor into the future plans of the team.
Yeah.
And that's not to mean that just because Brandon Bean takes a corner in the sixth round means that the first rounder is going to flop. That'd be tragic in a sense. But I think that Dorian Strong has the skill set, and I was surprised that the Bills were able to get him in the sixth round. I think he's going to cause for Dane Jackson to be released. And I don't know if it means Tre'Davious White, but like if the combination of Dane Jackson, Tre'Davious White, and Jamarcus Ingram might have a little bit of problems dealing with Dorian Strong in training camp.
I like that pick.
Trey White, because I don't know if he's playing special teams. Same with Dane Jackson. They're veteran leaders and veteran additions. And I really am, like, I'm not worried, so to say, but like I don't know if Trey White is going to be on the Bills entering the season, because he has earned the respect, and Dane Jackson has as well, of go get yourself another starting job. And we'll help you do that. Because I do think that they are, at least Trey White, I do believe is good enough to still have a starting job in the National Football League. He really rebounded after he left the Rams.
He did. He did. He also helped the Bills get into the AFC Championship last year.
That was a patsy. That's an inside job. Thank you for your service, Trey White. Here's your contract. Yep. You're coming back.
Welcome
home.
Back.
That's the payment.
Yeah.
That was a terrible call. The Bills benefited from it. Thank you for being the one to suffer the consequence there, Trey White. Here's a welcome back to Buffalo. I do kind of want someone to ask him about that. Like, hey, how'd you feel about being, how'd you feel about that pass interference call last year?
Mm-hmm.
But now he gets to work against Keon Coleman more in training camp now. Funny enough. But I do think that Dorian Strong is a really good buy low type candidate. And I am curious about Daquan Hardy, speaking of corners.
Yeah.
Hardy is someone that has an opportunity to make that similar type of noise. And you have to be curious about, okay, what can they all do here? And I'm still fascinated by a lot of the youth of the secondary, like Jordan Hancock. Is he going to be primarily a safety? Is he going to try to like maybe threaten to take Cam Lewis's spot? Because he is a guy who could play corner and safety. Like, there's a lot that you can look at these guys. Cole Bishop being a second-year player in the secondary, he needs to have that good season, I think, for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready for that.
Even Damar Hamlin being back in the mix.
Damar Hamlin being back in the mix is someone there. Derek Forrest is another guy that, you brought him in as a veteran addition as well. It didn't work last year with Mike Edwards. Could it work with you here? I'm fascinated with the youth in the secondary. Because
mm-hmm.
I waxed poetic about the defensive line and the youth there. They grabbed TJ Sanders. They grabbed Deion Walker. Dwayne Carter's in his second year. There's going to be a nice little shuffle there. Larry Ogunjobi's going to be serving a suspension, but he's the veteran addition. Does Daquan Jones make the roster? There are a lot of players that you can buy some stock on low of like how interesting they may be. And on offense, it's not the same. Like Elijah Moore is a player that a lot of people have kind of latched onto. But other than that, what is it? Second year Keon Coleman, new addition Josh Palmer. That's pretty much the list on offense, because they're set on offensive line. They're set at tight end. They're set in the running back room. And the quarterback is more than taken care of. So it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That like defense should be the most fascinating thing, because that is what they focused a lot of their attention on this year.
Yeah. I am intrigued to see even like Andreessen, right? The linebackers.
I would also answer Javon Solomon in this case.
Javon
as well.
Solomon as well.
Solomon got a couple games last year, and I would like to see him try to grow and evolve.
It's a tough room, though, because you have...
It's a tough room. You got Bosa. You've got Landon Jackson, though, who's going to start on the physically unable to participate list.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, Solomon has an opportunity to try to snag some reps for himself.
He can.
But he also has to fight Hoyt for those reps. He has to fight Epinesa. He has a fight in him here. But I do hope that they're able to get that done.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. It's really exciting to really see these young guys. Like, this is where training camp this season does get me a little bit. There's so much young talent on the roster right now, where I said last week, I remember going to Josh Allen's first training camp, right? That was the last like big one I remember.
That's the last one where the biggest storyline is on the offensive side of the football.
Yes.
In that sense, I would agree. I would argue 2020, but nobody was allowed to go to training.
Right.
Camp.
So I forget about that one,
and
honestly.
Preseason was scrapped.
Yeah.
So, that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we didn't get the Diggs hype of training camp.
No, we did not.
When he first arrived, we were robbed of that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. They got it the year after. I remember being at that one. He was all over it. So I think this training camp, though, is one of the more exciting ones in recent history, just because of raw, young talent. You're waiting to see how it shapes up on the roster.
On a side of the football that ultimately a lot of people are giving flack on, including the general manager, saying it wasn't good enough last year.
Yeah. And you're getting not only that side of the ball, but you have a plethora of different wide receivers than last year. You got to see how that depth chart shakes out too. So you have both sides of the ball. The defense is more appealing to me, but you can make a case for both sides of the ball where you have a large amount of people following this training camp for sure. More than usual. Like I'm not going to go, but I will be watching for storylines. Not because it's my job, because I'm actually interested.
And that's, I mean, obviously we do have our job too.
Yeah,
and
right.
We're kind of trying to create those storylines too.
Yeah.
That's probably why I'm picking a 6th-round corner as a player to buy low stock on.
Yes.
Because I do think that was a really good pick, and I'm going to stick to my narrative on this. And it is a bit of a narrative. I'm excited about Dorian Strong. Sorry. Not sorry.
Yeah, sue me, right?
Yeah, right.
What are you going to do?
Like, what are you going to do on that one? But it is, again, there's a lot of names that you can really look at from these last two draft classes, mostly because there was not much of an impact from last year's draft class that you want to see more of, to where there is hope in that group too, because it's like, don't forget about them. They're all in their second year. There are players that are in their second year that are going to be either looking for bigger roles or trying to improve on last year's production.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at, for example, Coleman and Bishop, there are players that need to be better from last year. Dwayne Carter probably wants to try to fight his way. They drafted 2 defensive tackles.
Yep.
I would take that as a slight. Try to get after it.
I would too, and I think they're going to, though. Dwayne Carter seems to be a big locker room guy, just from what I've seen, from even just he's doing Bill's social media stuff. So Dwayne Carter to me is interesting, and last season he did show the flashes.
Houston game in particular.
Very much in particular. So, you know, it's going to be really exciting to kind of see how these things play out. And the defensive line itself, it does stink Landon Jackson's on the physically unable to participate list, because he was one of the players I was more excited to see, because I think he might have
starting
potential.
There's a lot of value in that draft pick.
Yeah, a lot of value, starting potential right off the bat. But I think it's going to be exciting either way. We're going to switch gears coming up in the next segment here. Jeff Mitas, PGA Pro, is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Open over in Scotland, the home of golf. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, you are listening to WGR.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
for you.
Incredibly difficult speed read. Uphill. This is the last 8 feet. Then it goes straight down the hill right there.
Here it comes. McIlroy. Yes!
Rory McIlroy with a putt for eagle earlier today. Day three of the Open in Northern Ireland. Underway, Scottie Scheffler in front right now at 13 under. To speak on that and more, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis joins us now on the Westher Hotline. Jeff, thank you for taking time out of your day to join me. It's just Joe. Derek has gone to MafiaCon, so I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Good afternoon. Beautiful day.
Yes, it is a beautiful day. I do have one question to ask before we dive into the Open. The Duster Challenge, you raised a record amount. How was the event, and how was the putting competition?
It was great. We had a beautiful evening. It's the ninth one we've had. We started 10 years ago. We lost a year to COVID. We raised almost $7,900, 108 people putting, 20, 30 volunteers, raised money for PGA Hope and Special Olympics. Just a really, really good night. Tons of fun for everyone who showed up.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And, you know, raising that amount of money for anything is, you know, it's phenomenal. And that event seems like it's just continuing to grow over time. So we'll see. I was talking last week with Brian, and it's definitely something next year I might try and get myself into. So we'll see what happens. But
I know a guy that can get you in. So, yeah, well, we can have that conversation. Ask Evan. He was there.
Yes, Evan. Yeah.
Yes.
Did not putt very well, but still had fun. That's the important thing. That's what Jeff always tells me.
Yeah, it's a game. Yeah, we're all trying to have fun playing. It is more fun when you play well, though.
Yeah, and that, I mean, you could say that by looking at Rory McIlroy's face on a day like today versus how he was looking during the U.S. Open. So diving into the Open right now, just get your base thoughts before we dive into specific players here. Compared to years past and Scheffler being 13 under right now, kind of on top of the leaderboard, how are you feeling on moving day here? How do you think it's gone so far?
Well, it's been an entertaining event. It's a beautiful venue, right? I mean, visually it's stunning. And that's what you look for when you like to see the different style of golf that's played over there because it is different. And, it's not surprising that Scottie's up near the lead. And my fear is he's just going to run away with this, because he's been that good lately. And, I'd like to see a good close event, but, yeah, he's pretty solid, and he's been the favorite for every event he's been in for a while for a reason.
Yeah, sitting at 13 under right now, he did start with six straight pars, but then he ends up with an eagle to really get things moving for him, and he's on the par three right now taking his first swing. But looking,
when you watch him play, watch how often he hits it the exact yardage he wants to. If it's pin high or a little bit past, he almost always hits the ball the exact yardage he's aiming for. That's what's separating him right now from the other players.
So would you say he's more apt to playing that other side, other type of golf that they play over there compared to the competition? Or like what really is different about it, if you could go into that a little bit?
You have, a way to analogize is that he can hit it both ways. He can curve it left. He can curve it right. He can hit it low. He can hit it high. Where you look and you need to be creative because of the weather, the topography, everything that goes on in golf over there. And then you look at like a Bryson DeChambeau. Like his mind doesn't work that way. His mind is linear. I just rip it at this and I rip it at that and I rip it at that. And that's not, there's vagaries in the game over there where you rip it down the middle and you get a bad bounce, or you miss by a yard and you're in a bunker and you're aiming backwards and trying not to take a triple. So it'll test you. It'll wear you out. But this is where he separates himself, is he's supremely confident because he's been winning everything. And he's the best ball striker around, and all those things combined together, he's in a very, very good position. He is different than a lot of the other players. Like you'll see, like Jordan Spieth hits a lot of unique shots, and a lot of the other players, Rory. Why is Rory a good player? Because he grew up over there learning to hit it high and low and, a 7-iron 60 yards into the wind and things like that.
Yeah, and just, for for reference, the U.S. Open, this course seems to be less unforgiving than Oakmont was. Are there any specific challenges that you know of with this course?
Well, not specific, nothing more specific to that facility than others of that type. You know, there's pot bunkers, but it's more, I think most Europeans would tell you this is more of an American version of a links course, the way it's maintained, et cetera. And they did a big renovation on it a few years ago, and I can't remember when it was. So it's been modernized, but it still has the look and the beauty. But a course like Oakmont for the U.S. Open, I mean, that's one of the hardest courses in the world. And then you make it U.S. Open conditions. That's why it's different. You know, every course has its own character, and we're going to learn more about this course the more we watch it. I think it's going to end up in the rota or the rotation for the Open for years to come because it's putting on quite a show.
So before we dive into a couple players here, I wanted to ask, just as a viewer of this, they're doing something in the PGA that they have never done before with the spider camera now over some of these greens. And you could see it, the angles they're getting, it's so much different than just being up in the tower. What do you think of that? Like getting that more in-depth look at the green, they're kind of highlighting certain things that they weren't able to before. What do you think of it?
The technology is great. I think it's great. And they're testing it out here. This is a pilot program for that, if I understand it correctly. It's like Shot Tracer. You know, Shot Tracer made golf a lot more fun to watch, right? Because every time we see a shot, we kind of know where it's going now. I mean, you could usually tell by the way a player leans or, you know, stuff like that. But now with Shot Tracer, now we'll have this invention that'll help us see the topography differently. It's like the old story, if you've never been to Augusta. Have you been to Augusta ever? Everybody will say it's way more hilly than you think. And TV doesn't show that. So that's what that spider cam will bring, that little bit of nuance to understanding how hard the golf course really is.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been just another innovation, and that'll only get better over time as they implement it more and more. Just looking at the leaderboard, Rory McIlroy kind of, he's making his way up to the top. What have you seen from his game so far? He's made a couple unbelievable putts today that I've seen just highlights of along social media. What do you think of his game so far?
You know, he's that type of player. Once he gets it going, like, you can tell by how he walks. Normally a professional, you can't tell how they're playing by their gait or their stride. But with Rory, you can sometimes tell there's a little more pep in his step, and he's bouncing a little bit more, and 60 at that golf course when he was an amateur. I mean, the guy he's the most dynamic player out there. He's far more dynamic than a Scheffler because he hits it further and he's more athletic and he can hit different shot. You know, he's just a different type of player, very dynamic. But once he gets going, we talked about it on Tee to Green this morning, that once he gets going, like if he could shoot 7, 8, 9 under, he's right back in it and maybe getting close to Scheffler, and then you never know what happens tomorrow. So he's one of those players, he can go hot or cold, but when he's hot, there's no one better.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier Bryson DeChambeau. A lot of people, like younger people's kind of golfer they look to because of his social media presence, but in a tournament like this you mentioned, he's kind of just slam it close to the green, drive a green, and putt it in. Like, his iron play is kind of where he lacks. What do you think he would have to do to be better on a course like this? Or do you think he's just kind of, that's just not his style and he'll never really be able to get over this kind of hump on a course like this?
You know, he's supremely talented and a hard practicer, and he trusts the system that he created for himself to play. And that self-belief can get him through anything. But I do think his type of game is not necessarily a match. High speed. His irons are more upright and longer than most people's, so it's a little harder. Not a little, it's a lot. I feel it'd be a lot harder to control the distances. He's, you know, but no one works harder, and, you know, maybe he'll learn, but I just don't think, you know, there's horses for courses. He's just not a horse for a course like this, which is peculiar because at the U.S. Open, he can. But it's a different type of hard, if that makes sense. It's you know, just long rough, and power helps a lot, and power doesn't help as much. I mean, it's always great to have power, but it doesn't help as much as an event like this. Now, he's also not Rory McIlroy hits it as far as he does. There's a lot of players that hit it as far as he does, but people are enamored of his style and stuff like that.
Yeah, his style almost reminds you of a scaled down, like, Happy Gilmore, right? Just kind of just whacking it off the tee. You know, that movie's coming out soon. They made a sequel to that. So we'll see some of these top golfers in that film. But just looking at the leaderboard, Phil Mickelson made the cut. He's 5 over on the day through 18 already. He's plus 5. So he was even yesterday, that means, right? So what do you think? Does he ever have, like, is he aged out at this point of kind of having a contention chance in these? Or is it the LIV Tour that's kind of taking him out of the PGA events? And they're different. So, like, what do you think of Phil Mickelson at this point?
Well, I think it's all of the above. I think he's not the player he was. He's 54, 55 years old, right? I'm not quite sure, but
right,
I know he's over
there,
50.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's competing against the best young athletes in the game. He's playing on a subpar tour where he's not doing anything anyway. He's not winning. He's not shooting great scores. You know, he'll scrape around, make a cut or two, because he's been an excellent player and he gets, you know, muscle memory. But his days of contending in a major are far, far behind him.
Yeah, and that's what I've come. How long do you think it'll take him, I guess? Like, when do you, not to put it this way, but like pull the plug? Like, when will his last event be? Will he keep trying this? And the LIV events, just to speak on those for a second, is that what's kind of hurting DeChambeau in a way too? Like him not with the finesse, or is it the LIV difference?
You know, I think DeChambeau is one of the few guys that's fought through that and still been a competitive player. Because he's been competitive in the majors. He's competitive when he comes over and plays. You know, he's not having a good week this week. But, I do think it makes you're less sharp playing at that level, because there's very few high-end players. Where on the PGA Tour, there's 100 high-end players. So it's like really young kids or kids, people who are at the end of the career seem to be at on the LIV Tour, like old names, you know, Poulter, things like that. And as far as Mickelson goes, he all those things combined, plus he's older. If you love playing golf and you love grinding it out and you like trying to get better, I don't think that stops because you're that age. Mm-hmm. And if he can continue to play and he enjoys it, why wouldn't he? If he could play till he was 60, he probably will.
Yeah.
I mean, you see all these guys do it. They're playing on the senior tour. They're doing this. Yeah. I think he just likes competing and playing golf. So he's going to do it as long as he possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one last name on the leaderboard, tied for fifth with McIlroy right now, Goddard, 3 under on the day, 8 under total. So he's not a name I've seen, and that might just be me, kind of a casual viewer, just on the big tours. But what do you think of his game so far, fighting up to tied for fifth with Rory McIlroy right now?
Well, I think it's impressive. And like you, I did not know much about him. I'd seen his name on some leaderboards here and there, but, you know, perusing down the leaderboard, but I've never really watched him play. And when I've been able to watch the Open, he hasn't been highlighted. So I haven't seen much of his game. So, like, for me, I'm excited to watch a guy like him play tomorrow and see what's going on, you know, because there's always somebody that turns their career around at a major, you know, does well, and it gives them the confidence and gives them the boost. And, you know, so we'd like to see, I like to watch and see what makes him unique and what makes him a good player, but I don't know very much about his game at all. That would be a Kevin Sylvester question. He knows all the tour players.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for taking time out of your day, watching the Open, to join us and break a little bit of it down. Before you go, plug where you're at, your lessons, and tee to green.
Well, I work at a place called the Golf Dojo. It's the best indoor simulator place in town. It's awesome. I'm actually, I do a lot of teaching there. We have a great TrackMan facility. And currently, I am on the golf course with the owner of the Golf Dojo, Tom Coppola, and Brian Koziel of WGR fame. So that's where we are right now. We're enjoying a beautiful day here at Lockport Country Club.
We'll pass along a hello.
Well, we have another Canisius guy, but I didn't think his wife wanted him to know he's out playing. So I guess it's okay. Yes.
I got you. Sounds good. Well, pass along a hello from Evan and I here at WGR, and thank you again for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
I shall. And thanks for calling, gentlemen.
Jeff Mitis with us on the West Her Hotline PGA Pro, breaking down the Open, the leaderboard right now. Scheffler's still on top at 13 under. McIlroy at 8 under, tied for 5th with Goddard up right now in English. So keep our eyes peeled on that. It's day 3, moving day. Things are happening in Northern Ireland. So, but we're going to take a timeout on this side, and we're going to kind of wrap it up here. A little bit of Bills talk on the other side, heading into training camp because we're finally there. Next week, we will have training camp to talk about. training camp happenings. It's really exciting. So stay right there. We'll be right back on the other side. This is WGR.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The rest is still unwritten. Not for this show, though. We're going to wrap this up in a few minutes here. But we did a lot today. Talked a lot about the Bills, training camp, leading up, who were selling or buying low on. Selling high on, also just expectations for the NFL and also the melancholy of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So also, if you didn't hear it, just spoke with Jeff Mitas, PGA Pro. Also, on Tee to Green, Saturday mornings, before our program, on the Open Championship. Scheffler 13 under right now. Leaderboard's the same in the third round. So tomorrow it wraps up. Exciting stuff going on, though, especially with hard training camp coming up next week. No more speculation. We're going to see things in action. I could not be more excited. And I think, just to wrap things up here, I'm gonna go a little more into expectations. Because there are going to be maximum expectations for this team by the fans, by the national media. Our quarterback's the reigning MVP. They made it to an AFC championship game with a lesser roster than years past. They did more with less. The national story is going to be all over the Buffalo Bills. And that's something they've experienced before. It's something we as fans, we as workers here have experienced before. The Dorsey season, where they end up 500 at multiple points, like Derek and I spoke about. The expectations were high. They came crashing down. Then they go on a heater. The high expectations also come with more criticism because they're going to be dissecting the team's happenings every week. And training camp is a time to just sit back before all that happens. You're going to see young guys get a chance. Young guys really start trying to show you who they are, how they play. You're going to get a front row seat to that. You're also going to see veterans in the wide receiver room who have been on other teams, been producers on other teams. See if they can be a producer on the Bills. It's a really interesting training camp, and we're going to get a full dose of it all throughout the next week. And, of course, you have the best quarterback in the NFL in a lot of people's eyes around here. I'd say top three to be safe. I don't want to start that fight right now as we're wrapping up the show. But Josh Allen elevates players around him, so I think you're going to have a good shot going into the season. And I'm not going to pick the schedule. I'm not going to do anything like that. Record-wise, I think I have them at 14 wins. So they're over-under, as Derek and I did last week, is 11.5. So, of course, you have them going over. Evan, how many games do you think they win this year? Just to close out.
I'm going to say 14 and 13, probably
13, 14.
11 is the floor, I would say.
Okay. And that has been their floor statistically. So we'll see if they stick with it. But again, you're going to get a full dose of Buffalo Bills this coming week because we are back. This is one of the pillars of football is back, as Derek would say. So enjoy it. I'll be back with you next Saturday for Sports Talk Saturday. This has been Sports Talk Saturday on WGR. I'm Joe Cali. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.